Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I kind of hope everybody can hear me through all of this. I just really wanted to get some stuff off of my chest and to get something just like out there. And I hope that this is not happening in vain. I hope that whatever I'm saying right now is for sure going to be recorded so I can put the show out there in like half an hour. So I never had a blog feel like I need to talk about some things now, because I was never one of those people to want to be in politics, but I feel like now is the time for me to get into politics. Politics is booming right now, and I feel like everybody needs to have their say and try to educate other people who might not get it. So, without further ado, I'm going to talk about three things that I just seen on Facebook, and I don't understand why they're even allowed to be out there. But first, a little bit about me is I am a Caribbean-born American citizen, I guess you could say that. I was born in Barbados. I moved with my family when I was about 9 years old, and I've been in America ever since then. Picked up the accent, picked up some of the values, everything like that. I recently moved to the UK to get my master's because it is cheaper and because I wanted a change of scenery. So I have been over here for about 8 months, and I've been able to get the best of both worlds. I live in a student accommodation that caters to so many people around the world, so I have friends worldwide. I also work for a company in Amsterdam, so I have bosses worldwide. And I've just been very worldly in everything that I've been doing, so I guess I have that advantage that I'm not going to talk out of my ass without knowing things like some people I'm going to mention. Okay, first, I want to start with Donald Trump. We all have our differences and our agreements and our disagreements with this man, but I would like to say that I don't think that he is perfect to run the country. I believe that Donald Trump came into this race as a joke, and because people started to support him, he kind of had to keep going because, you know, Donald Trump is not going to look an asshole, or he's not going to look like he's flopping in anything he kind of does, although this whole thing has been making him look like an asshole. But people support it, so obviously he doesn't look like an asshole. One thing I'm going to say about him is, actually, no, one thing I'm going to say about the American society, government situation is that I'm not necessarily a Republican or a Democrat. I don't always vote one side. I have views that could be supported in both areas, and I guess that makes me a libertarian. I don't believe that, you know, the Constitution holds all, sorry, but I also don't believe that we should get rid of it. I believe that everything needs kind of some kind of structure, and the Constitution is what kind of gives America its structure, but not in a good way. I believe the Constitution needs to be revised heavily because this is not 1776. This is not a society where you can run around killing people. This is not a society where you can be prejudiced or where you can be racist. This is a society where people around the world are living. One of the greatest countries in the world can't get it together. America is a fucking great country. It is one of the best countries in the world. It has one of the highest currencies. It has job opportunities. It has values. It has strength. It has say in the UN. It has say in wars. It has say in everything that people can do. But with that power comes problems. So my point is that America is so much a democracy and a capitalist society that it messes up a lot of the things that could be happening. I wish the government would kind of just say sometimes, listen, this is what we're doing because this is what's best for the majority of people who live here. Like the gay rights, being able to get married, that was something that was beneficial to the majority. Somebody getting married has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your life. It has nothing to do with your values. So basically, you should mind your business if you don't agree with it. Another thing like that would be abortion and immigration. People coming to this country have nothing to do with you. If you are doing what you need to do and you have your shit together, then people being here should not impact you in any way because they're not taking any jobs from you if you are doing your job correctly. Also with abortion, me getting an abortion or going on birth control has nothing to do with you. It does not change your life. It does not make your life better. It does not help you in any way, shape, or form. Or it doesn't distract your life, so therefore I should be able to do whatever I want. These are three things that the Supreme Court needs to just let happen. Kind of like in the UK, but we're not going to get there yet. So Donald Trump, I believe that Donald Trump is a great businessman. He's done a lot for his family. He has done a lot for himself. And when he appeared on Oprah in about 1990 or 1991 or something like that, or even 96, it was sometime in the 90s, he seemed like a very smart and structural man who knew what he wanted, knew what he was supposed to do. He voiced his views on immigration and he voiced his thoughts on some things that were happening in America, but he did it in a more civilized way. Instead of saying, oh, we need to family or basically kill their children, he said he gave points on how to make America great again, to allow people to come in, but also allow American citizens to get far in life without everybody stepping on other people's toes. And it baffles me that people let this billionaire, this man that has all the money in the world, come and dictate your life when you have nothing. Regardless of if you make $100,000 a year, you still have nothing compared to Donald Trump. And I feel like you can't let him say all the things he wants, because he shouldn't speak for you. He shouldn't be that prejudiced that he hates Mexicans and he's going to shut out Muslims. It is not Muslims or the people in the entire religion who is bombing the cities or who is shooting up freaking nightclubs. It is one group of people that happen to be Muslim. But I'm not even going to really keep, like, I'm not going to keep talking about Donald Trump, because I'm going to talk about Donald Trump a lot in the next, I guess, 15 episodes or something like that, because it's just something. But let me get to the point that I really want to talk about before I run out of time, which is this girl, Tommy Lahren, or Tomi, whatever her name is. She works for The Blaze, and she's a supposed to be 23-year-old who is the most ignorant person I think I've ever, like, heard speak. It just makes me really sad that she is born the same year as me, because many people my age are more educated than her. Many people my age know exactly what is happening in the world, whether they believe or agree with it. They don't speak out of their ass. They don't say things based on your opinion or what you value. People in my generation, because I'm 24, we read, we are informed, we talk to people, we talk to each other, we go out and we get to know other people, we go to different communities, we go to college away from, you know, our homes. We literally, when we go to college, we step into different societies, we join different clubs, and we get to know different people. But this girl seems like she is just in Hillbillyville. So recently, she posted a video, I guess, on her Facebook or whatever, about Brexit. If anybody doesn't know, Brexit is the United Kingdom leaving the EU. It's not independence, no matter what Nigel Farage wants to say. It is basically just cutting ties with a union that the UK was in. So she posted a whole bunch of shit online, and it just baffles me how stupid she could even sound when she's saying certain things that she knows nothing about. This is one of the women who have probably never even left America. She probably does not have a passport because she feels like there's no reason to leave. And I'm here to say that everybody should leave. You should leave America either to study abroad, or you should come to visit, or you should go to a conference in another country, or you should do something that you become a worldwide person and not stuck in your little American hole. Because I realized being in London, I realized that a lot of things that I was taught there or a lot of things that I've seen in America, it really just, like, it's not true.
it's not true. And it really makes me feel so stupid to come into certain places and not know that, you know, Turkey is a primarily Muslim country, or that they're directly next to Syria, or, you know, like, this is things that we should know. And as a person who is so educated, I mean, I'm getting my master's, and these are things that I'm now finding out because people never taught me it when I was younger. You hear about World War II and you only hear, oh, America came in to save the day. That is true, but we never really hear about the real thing that was going on. We never hear about how the UK joined. We never hear about how these people or these countries banded together to go against Germany and Italy. Like, you never really hear that. You never hear about worldwide news, even if it's on world news, which is another thing that killed me. But back to Tommy. She posted a video about how the United States did the best Brexit in the world, when Brexit stands for British or Britain exit. So therefore, the U.S. did not do an exit or Brexit at all. The U.K. is also already an independent country, and regardless of, you know, anything, it's on its own, and it's trying to be on its own in a way that's only going to harm it, because since Brexit, the United Kingdom pound has dropped about 20 cents to the United States dollar, which is not good, because that means that their economy is dropping so fast that they're going into a recession, they're going to go into a depression if they don't get it together and really try to solve what is going on in their society. So she said that basically, you know, the UK has been letting in refugees, or she called them rape-fugees, and how it's been just getting fucked over by the open border situation, which I don't believe. As a person who moved here on a visa, of course, I wasn't allowed to freely be here, but a person who moved here and was able to kind of experience how the immigration works and how I could travel and go other places for, you know, nothing, it works. The NHS, which is the National Health Service of the UK, is a great system. And people are complaining that they can't get a doctor's appointment in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a normal time to wait for a doctor's appointment. But in her video, she basically talked about how the UK is very rapey and how there's people getting killed and how there's Muslims and Muhammad. She said Tom, Dick, Harry, and Muhammad is blowing up countries and stuff like that, which it's a very uneducated thing for her to say, because that is exactly not what's happening. So I'm just going to read my comment real quick that I wrote based on her video. And it just really baffled me how crazy she is, because she says things without even knowing what she's saying. So my comment on this is, like, is she serious? Like, who even gave her this job that she could be on a news program and sound so uneducated and dumb? And I told her about the situation with Brexit and how the United States did not make a Brexit, because Brexit stands for British exit. And I gave her, I said, the European Union doesn't govern the United Kingdom and any of its members. The United Kingdom is more like, the European Union is more like the UN, an entity created to keep the countries in that part of the world at peace and working together to better serve the people that reside in these places. You know, the border situation was working 1,000% for the UK because they had one of the strongest currencies, if not the strongest currency in the world. They have the strongest system of free healthcare. Note, free. As a person who is visiting here, I paid my surcharge to the NHS, and I have been living like heaven, because I don't have to worry about finding money to go get a doctor, which is supposed to be a basic necessity. The United Kingdom, the European Union has one of the strongest workforces and education systems. Also, in the video, she said that British people are, you know, they're starting to think like Americans, and they have the same values and they value the same thing. And I'm here to tell her that no, British people do not have anything in common with American people. They don't think the same. They don't act the same. They don't have the same values. There's nothing that is similar about British people and Americans, because even the British media is completely different than anything that America spews out. And I was, you know, like, Tommy, she wishes that the UK and the US were ever in the same court. Even with the pound dropping so drastically, the UK doesn't have as much social problems as the US has. and it will probably never will. Like, the program that she's on alone is the reason why America will never, ever have more than, you know, money, divide, and segregation. You can't lie that America's a great country, but its social problems brings it down. It's the reason why people just don't want to be there, or why people just are so tired of being cooped up in that one place. Right now, the UK is in a real big divide with the debate about, you know, immigrants and immigration and how things are kind of happening. But the UK will not be divided forever, while the US was divided since about freaking 1865. How many years ago was that that America had to kind of clean up its acts about race and clean up its acts about women? And today, in 2016, we still have these issues that should be solved so long ago. And she has the nerve to sit there and say, oh, what rights don't Black people have? They basically, we have none. Because if you look at the system, it was never, ever thoroughly fixed. They put an amendment in the freaking Constitution and expected that that would change the mentality of people. But you have to change the mentality of the people who are there. If the people do not agree with anything, it's not like another race, you will never have equality. That is basically Jim Crow. Jim Crow talked about, you know, separate but equal. You can come into our restaurant, but you can't sit here. That is the same thing that's happening now, where you can run around the streets and be free. You don't have to get arrested. You can drive your car, but we're going to pull you over. We're going to kill you in prison. We're going to pull you over for nothing. We're going to pull you over and put you in cuffs. And this is not only Black people. This is white people, too. These are teenagers. These are young people who are getting treated in this way. And Tommy must just be blind to all this that's happening. Anyway, she continued to say about how I said the thing about how she claims that the UK is a rapey country and how, you know, all the immigrants that come there are just raping people and raping women. And I just wanted to let her know that whatever deal the UK and the EU cut in the coming years will just forever be better than whatever America's offering to its people. You know, you don't see the UK cutting funding for women's health and closing hospitals and clinics. There's about 6 or 7, or I think more like 12 clinics that any woman or man can go into for sexual health care, for STD testing, for birth control, for sexual health checkups, for information, for education, for anything like that. You can go to the hospital and you won't be turned down. I mean, you might wait for 6 hours, but you won't be turned down. If you go and you say, I'm in really bad shape, or I really don't feel good, or you're bleeding, you're going to get seen right away. You're not going to sit there in a hospital room and die. These are things that happen in America, and I feel like she is so far removed from reality that she just doesn't understand that this is real. This is real things that happen. All you have to do is open a book. All you have to do is talk to people. All you have to do is go out, and you will see that this is what is really happening in America. Black people are getting killed for nothing. People and teenagers are dying for nothing. Teenagers are getting raped. And the rapists are getting away with it because they have basketball or swing freaking scholarships. You know, this is what is really happening. This is not made up. This is not a joke. This is things that are happening to women and men every day of her own generation. Since I only have about 10 minutes, I'm going to try to wrap this up and finish the rest of my comments. I commented and said that you don't see the UK charging up the ass with premiums for healthcare. And the U.S. has the highest number of reported rapes in the world, with 85,000 reported rapes in 2010. And since rape culture has become a thing, God knows how much more that number is now. The U.S. is the number one country in the world for rape statistics. And it's just baffling that she could call the U.K. a rapey country, or call European has the highest number of segregation, the highest number of gun violence, the highest number of rapes, the highest number of murders, the highest number of all these things that they tell us that happen in, you know, the Middle East. Or they tell us that, you know, maybe Bulgaria or Romania or these one of these countries are so, you know, not socialized or civilized. And when you can't even really walk out in the street in America without thinking that you're going to get shot. And now you can't even go out with your friends without wondering if you're going to be killed, if you're going to be, you know, slaughtered in your own blood because you don't know who has a gun. And I don't think anyone wants to necessarily get rid of guns. No country has ever gotten rid of guns. Even France, it is illegal to carry a firearm, but it's not illegal to have a gun if you have a proper license. So no one's trying to get rid of guns. We're just trying to let people know that it's not okay just because somebody walks on your corner or somebody walks in front of your house or because a Jehovah's Witness knocks on your door. Like, that is not, that's not something to say. And she goes on to say that being an American is a right. Is not a right, actually. If you were born in a country, it is a given right that you are from that country, regardless of your skin color, regardless of who your family was, regardless of where they came from. When I have my children, if they are born in America, they will be American citizens, regardless of where I am from, because that is how it goes. And you don't have to earn that. You don't have to earn where you're born. It is a birthright. This is where you're from. And it's just like, Tommy, if for some reason you ever see this or hear this, I really need you to just get your life together and go travel the world. Meet people who are not blonde and blue-eyed like you, although you may be fake blonde and blue-eyed. Just explore the world. Go talk to somebody that you might have never spoken to. You have Charlemagne the God on your show. Go spend a couple days with him because I feel like he can teach you so much more about other cultures than you even know. And a lot of people who are prejudiced and a lot of people who are racist and a lot of people who are against certain things is just because they don't understand. They don't have an understanding of what those people want or what those people are going through. They don't have an understanding about what those people value or who those people are. And if you just take the time to talk, you will understand. I talk to Tommy, maybe I will understand what the hell is going through her head. But I hope to God that maybe she understands that just because I wasn't born here doesn't make me any less American than she is. It's just because I'm black and she's white, it doesn't make me any different than she is. But I feel like she sees it that way. She sees the fact that, oh, I don't really like guns as some big difference that makes us completely different and makes us unable to even connect or coordinate together. And that's frustrating. It's frustrating because I watch these people ruin such a beautiful country. America is I would literally say America is one of the greatest countries in the world. They came up with television. They came up with Hollywood. They came up with Sesame Street. They came up with these educational programs. They came up with health programs. They came up with fucking cures for diseases that people have never even known about. Sometimes they make these diseases. They cause these social disparities. And I'm just like, why? When you are one of the biggest countries, even if not the second largest country in the world, I think they are. If, you know, it has so much power to change the world, but for some reason it's doing it in this very negative way that I just don't understand why. I don't understand why American people just can't open up their minds and open up their hearts to just do something different, to get to know somebody who is not like you. One of the greatest things I ever did was go to college to a predominantly white school. Well, I wouldn't say it's really predominantly white, but, you know, a school that kind of had everybody. They had the blacks, they had the Hispanics or the Spanish or the Latinas, and they had the white people. They had all different kinds of white people. They had white people who studied abroad. They had white people who were from the same state, white people who were from the West. And another great decision that I have ever made was coming to London to study because I got to see, you know, I got to meet people from Africa. I got to meet people from Hungary. I got to meet these people from all around the world and actually see what they're like. I got to meet people from Russia. I keep hearing that Russia is a country that doesn't like black people. They don't do this, they don't do that. And I have never met a Russian person who is against me because of my skin color. I have heard stories about what it would be like to see beautiful monuments. I've seen these wonderful stories and been to museums and just experienced so much from Europe and the rest of the world apart from what I know in America. And I can still sit here and say that America is one of the greatest countries in the world, but other countries are not nothing. They have a lot to offer. Different people have different values, and people are different than us, and that's fine. To be honest, it's fine. It is fine to be Democratic. It's fine to be conservative. It's fine to be Republican. It's fine to be Libertarian, but we need to find that middle ground to be together. This is what American values were created on. They created two separate governmental entities because you need that balance. They balance out each other. I just don't feel like right now we need a Republican president because America's not in the place to be able to, you know, go to war or defund or just that it's not going to benefit us. I feel like making birth control and sexual health clinics free will benefit us. I feel like making healthcare free will benefit us because you're investing that time for people to never be sick. I just feel as though we need to go back to where the founders were on and find the balance in between where everybody belongs. America was supposed to be a place where people can come and be yourself and be whoever you want, but it's just so segregated to the point where it is just not for everybody. And I really hope that eventually things will pick up because regardless of what's happening in the United Kingdom right now, the United Kingdom is going to pick up faster than America could ever think. And the pound will be back to, you know, $1.58, if not more, in a couple of years because the people who live here have different values. They aren't filled with hate. They aren't filled with prejudice. They are filled with the right kind of pride. And I hope that they can keep their eyes and their hearts open to actually really see the benefit of being in the European Union. And if they are not in the European Union, I hope that they can see the benefits from being a country that is 7 hours by boat from France. Or that they can see the benefits of being 2 hours by flight from Italy. You know, the European Union was not just something to keep countries at bay. It is something that is actually needed. This is what Europe is. They are united. They are not divided. They can't be divided because most of the countries are too close to say that they want separation or they want complete separation. And I feel like the European Union was a great idea because so far, so good. So far, it has been working, and I feel like America might benefit from looking at that group and looking at how they come together, and state leaders should do that. So I think this is where I will end. Maybe tomorrow I'll make another podcast on different things because I have so much to say on these topics. I have so much to say about, you know, what I've learned here, who I've met, and what I feel like America can do to be that great country once again that Donald Trump is fighting for. But the thing about it is that he's not fighting for it in the right way. He's fighting for it by being like segregationist and prejudiced against people. And it really, I don't know. I just hope that people will actually listen and actually realize that we are literally the same. We have different cultures. We have different skin colors. We have different values, and everyone is in America they want America to be a great country because it is. And the social problems do not help what is happening. The social problems will only bring down America even more. And if you vote for a president who will lead these problems, you know, just remember that America has never had a dictator, and every country in the world has had a dictator. And if this is the time that you want to have a dictator, I don't think it's the best time because it is way too late in the game to have a dictator. So think on it, keep an open mind and keep an open heart, and have a good day.